Welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, powered by Jetro. Each week, we bring extremely valuable accounting and tax tips specific to small business owners. You will be on your way to growing your business and putting more money in your pockets. Here's your host.
Hello and welcome back to another episode. Today's topic is on pass-through entities. What is it and what does it mean? Now, before we get into that, this episode is brought to you by Jetro, a digital accounting firm servicing business owners across the country, helping them relieve stress around financials and save thousands in taxes. I am your host and founder of Jetro, Mike Jezoshek. Again, today's topic is a pass-through entity. What is it and what does it mean? So a lot of times we get clients that come to us that, and we're talking about pass-through entities or not pass-through entities, and a lot of clients say, hold up, I don't even know what a pass-through entity is or what it means. And so I want to touch on this topic today, as I know as people that are new business owners or been business owners for a long time, this might be an area of confusion. And so basically a pass-through entity means that you do not pay any tax on the company level. Instead, you pay taxes personally. So the income or the profit from your business passes through to you personally. And so the type of businesses that are pass-through entities would be a sole proprietorship. This would just be someone operating on their own, a partnership, an LLC, an S corporation. These are all examples of pass-through entities. And I think before we get into what is a pass-through entity, let's talk about what is not a pass-through entity. And that would be a C corporation. So basically with a C corporation, you have all your income, sales, or revenue, you have all the expenses, and then you have a profit. And as a C corporation, you pay taxes through the entity. So let's assume you have $100,000 in income at a C corporation level. Your C corporation is going to pay the taxes on that $100,000 in profit or income from that business. With a pass-through entity, your entity doesn't pay any taxes, but that income or that profit from that business flows through or passes through to your personal return, which is where you'll end up paying the taxes on it. So again, a non-pass-through entity would be an entity where you pay the taxes on the profit of the business directly from the company. And this would be an example of a C corporation. If you're a sole proprietorship, a partnership, an LLC, or an S corporation, these are considered pass-through entities and you pay the taxes when it hits your account personally. And there's forms that get you there. So let's dive deeper into the various structures. And I want to talk about a sole proprietorship or an LLC. So basically a sole proprietorship or an LLC would be a type of entity where you would simply pay taxes and it'd be included on your personal return. So if you have a sole proprietorship or a single member LLC, you would have something called a Schedule C. And a Schedule C is where you would file that business-related activity. So you'd have your personal tax return, which is a Form 1040. And then you would have this Schedule C, which would add on to your personal 1040 that would report any kind of business income that you have. And so on that Schedule C, you'd have sales or revenue, you'd have all the various expenses, and at the end, there would be a profit. And then that profit goes through and you pay taxes on it at the personal level. And so that would be a Schedule C for a sole prop or a single member LLC. If you're in a partnership or an LLC partnership or an S corporation, you file a separate business tax return. So with a partnership, you'd file Form 1065. Form 1065 would report all that business activity, the income, the expenses, the profit, any kind of balance sheet items, if you have loans and all that type of activity would all be reported on a Form 1065. And then as part of that Form 1065, there would be a K-1. And that K-1 would be for every partner within the business. And that K-1 would report their share of the profit and various other activity from within that business. So if you are a partner in a partnership, you would get a K-1 from that partnership that would report what your portion of all the activity is related to. And then that K-1 you take and enter it into your personal tax return, your 1040. And then you pay taxes on it personally. And that's, again, why these are called pass-through entities. If you're set up as an LLC, taxed as an S corporation, then you would file a Form 1120S. So that 1120S would be your business tax return, where you record all the income and expenses and everything else related to the business. And on that 1120S, every owner within that S corporation would receive a K-1. And that K-1 you would take and enter it into your personal tax return, your 1040. And that's where you would report and pay taxes on the income from that business tax return. So again, with these pass-through entities, you might have a separate tax return. So with a partnership or an S corporation, you have a separate tax return, but you're getting a K-1, which you use to report all that activity from that separate return onto your personal return. And again, this is the idea of that pass-through entity. So you have these separate entities. They might report separately, but then you have a K-1 that passes through, and that's where you're eventually paying the taxes personally on these types of companies. So again, just want to kind of go through that again. C corporations, that is not a pass-through entity. You pay taxes at the corporate level based on the profit of the business in a C corporation. You have a sole proprietorship or a single member LLC. You file a Schedule C on your personal tax return and you pay taxes personally for the income from that. You have a partnership or a LLC taxes an S corporation. Then you would file for a partnership a 1065, for an S corporation an 1120S. These are separate business tax returns. So you'd file your taxes on those, or you'd file the information on those tax returns, and then you'd get a K-1. And that K-1 is how you'd report that activity from that business on your personal tax return and then pay the taxes on your personal tax return. So again, I know this can get confusing at times, but I hope that makes sense, is that the idea of a pass-through entity is that you pay taxes on it personally. So you don't pay any corporate taxes on it. Now you might have sales tax or payroll taxes and things like that your company pays. But as far as the tax on the profit of the business, that's done personally. And that's why they call it a flow-through entity. So within the next few weeks, we're going to touch about this S corporation idea. I've kind of prefaced it here about, you know, the S corporation, filing a separate tax return for it, and you can be an LLC, taxes an S corporation. But we're going to do a multiple week series where we talk about the S corporation. We're going to talk about a sole proprietorship or an LLC versus an S corporation. We're going to talk about why an S corporation might be the better route for you. We're going to teach you or tell you how to set up an S corporation. We're going to talk about running payroll under an S corporation. And then we're also going to talk about, now that you have an S corporation, what do you need to know? What has changed? And so if you're like, I don't even know, Mike, I don't even know what an S corporation is, don't worry. We're going to, in the next few weeks, run through all of these topics so that you can get a good understanding about an S corporation and why it might make sense for you. But before I did that, I wanted to talk about what a pass-through entity is and why a pass-through entity, when we're talking about that, because that's going to be part of that conversation around S corporations being pass-through entities. I wanted to make sure that you understand that concept. So again, just as a summary, pass-through entity means that you pay taxes on the profit of the business personally. You don't pay any taxes on the income or the corporate level. And so another example is, as we talk about this paying taxes on it personally, this means that if your business has $100,000 in profit and you need to, when you make estimated tax payments or things like that, pay taxes on that profit, you make it personally because it's a personal tax. Even though it's a separate business, it's a pass-through, flows through to you personally, and that's where you pay the taxes on it. So again, just as a summary, sole proprietorship or a single member LLC, these are both pass-through entities, and the taxes are filed on a form Schedule C, which is just an addition to your form 1040. If you have a partnership, this is also a pass-through entity, and the taxes are filed on a form 1065, a business tax return, and all the partners will get a K-1 where they can report that income on their personal return and pay the taxes on it. And if you're set up as an LLC, taxes an S corporation, or a C corporation, taxes an S corporation, this is also a pass-through entity. And you'd file a business tax return 1120S, which would report the business income and expenses and then profit from that business. And every owner within that S corporation would receive a K-1, and you'd use that K-1 to report the activity from that business and pay taxes for that business profit on your personal tax return. Again, stay tuned for our next episodes as we dive deep into S corporations, talk about why they might make sense for you, the steps we need to take to incorporate or to utilize them, and what you need to know about being an S corporation. But I want to thank you again for listening to another episode, and I will see you guys next week. Now, one last thing before I go. Don't forget to check out our podcast website at www.jetrotax.com. Simply click resources and then podcast, where you can go there and check out our past episodes. Also, don't forget to join our free bookkeeping training program and free Facebook group. I've provided links to both of these in the show notes below.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast from the team at Jetro. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review on whatever platform you listen to us on and share with other business owners. If you have any questions or future topics you want to hear, email them to tax@jetrotax.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.